together as an offense. You know, we're getting a lot of guys involved, and everybody's playing at a high level. Everybody's stepping up and having fun and playing football.
How has this been able to happen, considering all the pieces that you've lost? And, you know, you've had to kind of improvise on the fly, yet you guys still are now running the ball and passing games there as well.
Yeah, I think it starts with, you know, the head coach and what he emphasizes and making sure that he doesn't care who's in there and he's going to expect the most out of whoever's in there. So we got to come in there and prepare and making sure that no matter who is in there, that we're going to perform our best.
How do you keep the talk from the outside not getting in here? Because outside, the fans are pretty excited about what you guys are doing, sitting at 4-0.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Coach keep us pretty humble and making sure that we're coming out here hard, working hard every day. And if we have a bad practice or something, he'll tell us, you know, hey, we're, you know, we play like that, we're going to lose. And I think guys in here take a lot of pride in practicing well and carrying that over to games.
Seems like with Sam, you got a lot more three receiver sets coming out of the shotgun. Does that change much in the way that you're looking at things because the passes come up quicker?
No, it's all the same. You know, it's all football. You know, you can't get too creative in this game. It's the same stuff that, you know, a lot of us have been doing since we were young. And like I said, it's the same game that we've been playing forever. And yeah, there's not much different.
How nice was it getting some national love on Monday? I mean, John Gruden, I think, turned into the biggest Adam Thielen fan possible.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too worried about that. Just trying to go play my game, and obviously getting the win is the most important thing.
You look at Cordero's progression, and, you know, he seems to have maybe to the outside to us changed his attitude about what needs to be done to be on this team and to be a contributor. And you obviously hang out a lot with him. Do you have conversations with him saying, hey, you know, you just got to do whatever you can and other things will happen for you?
You know, we talk a lot, and I think we both kind of help each other out talking through certain things and trying to keep each other patient. And, you know, the last 4 years we've built a great relationship, and he's just a guy that's a hardworking guy. And, you know, he doesn't get the credit he deserves sometimes of how he just, you know, is able to just overcome adversity and just come out here and battle every day and practice. You know, a lot of people don't see the way he practices and the way that he comes into the facility every day and works his butt off, and obviously it's showing on game day now.
So you think a lot of people kind of misunderstand what kind of person he is?
Absolutely. I think, you know, things that have happened in the past have, you know, really, you know, it doesn't really show what kind of guy he is on the practice field as a friend, as a teammate. The guys in the locker room love him. He's just a guy that comes out and works every day and doesn't really care what people say about him. He's going to go and be the same guy he always is.